Coming up tonight at the theaters in Dundas, there will be a premiere of a brand new movie called Summering. And it's written by Northfielder Benjamin Percy. And Ben is with us right now in the KYMN studios to talk about it. Ben, congratulations. This has got to be, you're kind of hitting the finish line on this one.
Yeah. Been a long, fun process, but I'm really excited tonight to be able to just eat some popcorn and watch it play across the screen with some friends and neighbors.
All right. We have, we've had you on a number of times to talk about some of your other projects, and I gotta admit, I'm really impressed with how varied they are, because the plot line of this one, from my understanding, is doesn't involve lichens, doesn't involve Green Lantern or superheroes or anything like that.
Right.
This, you know, I want to say it's just kind of a straight movie. That's probably not the right term for it, but it's a little bit different genre for you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm flexing some different muscles here. So to give you some backstory, my daughter was around 11 at the time I began this project, which is the exact age of the characters.
Mm-hmm.
So, like every dork dad, I've been super excited over the years to share with her all of the stories that I loved when growing up. So I read her books like The Hobbit, shared with her stories like The Goonies and Stand By Me, and she loved them. She absolutely loved all of them. But she also always ask me the same question, which is, where are the girls? And one day, she came home from school, and instead of going down to my desk and pulling me away from my chair and asking me to get a snack, which is how we usually decompress in the afternoon, she instead went right to the computer, and I went to check on her and found her furiously typing away. And I asked her what she was up to, and she pointed to the title of the story she was working on, and it was The Girl Hobbit. And the first line, I'm butchering it a little bit, but it went something like this. This story might seem familiar to you, but it's about a girl hobbit. And she had several juicy paragraphs to follow as this adventure began. So it was sort of in that same spirit of revisionism that James Ponsell, the director, and I went about crafting this film, which is a coming-of-age story. It's a coming-of-age story about four girls on the last weekend of summer before middle school begins.
This seems like kind of a revision of Stand By Me. You'd mentioned that. Is it patterned after that? Is it different? How does it differ? Am I misjudging that?
No, you're not misjudging that. Okay. It's actually an amalgamation of different touchstones, Stand By Me among them.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing is we're making reference to all these different storylines and blending them up into something new. And hopefully singular. So, for instance, the reference to Stand By Me comes from the discovery of a body.
Mm-hmm.
So the girls happen upon a body on this final weekend. You know, that, though, is also paralleled with other stories, like crime stories. You know, so many of which begin with the discovery of a woman's body. And then the typically male detective goes on a journey of discovery and helps learn something more about himself, right? So we sort of wanted to flip that paradigm. And we're flipping all sorts of paradigms. For instance, there are references to Psycho as well. Like when you open up the film, there are these three girls. They're crouched down in the shower. They have these fearful looks on their faces as their breathing is shallow, as their eyes flit about. And then a shadow approaches on the curtain, and it's ripped aside. But instead of, you know, Norman Bates with a knife, you instead have their friend. Their friend who is wearing, like, the mom's pink fluffy bathrobe and sleeping mask and has a dustbuster in her hand instead of a knife. And, you know, everybody screams. They're playing a game of called sardines. And, you know, she puts on the water and they all scream and tumble out into the sunlit yard and go off to play. And the idea of that scene is sort of, we're setting the stage for what you can expect from this movie, which is like you think you know what it's about at first, and then we pull out the rug from underneath you and give you a different sort of story.
Interesting. I like that. And I also like the fact that it's written for girls and it stars girls. Let's talk about the casting and the girls that were involved. Were you involved in any of that? And I don't know if you've seen, I presume that you've probably seen it, at least on a small screen, maybe not, maybe the big screen. But were you happy with the way they portrayed your vision? And yeah, I guess, did they take the ball and run with that?
Yeah. So James Ponsell, the director, co-writer, he and I have known each other actually since 2003, which is when we were both roommates at the Sewanee Writers Conference. And right back then, 2003, you know, we were mostly focused on short stories. And our careers diverged. You know, he went more into film and TV. I went more into novels. But we never stopped talking, and we never stopped collaborating. As a result of that, I have been given a great education throughout this whole process because he gave me full access, given the trust between us. So, for instance, I was able to watch all the auditions. I was able to be a participant in all the drafting processes and hearing all the producer notes. I understood what was going on with finances. We were trying to secure funding for the movie. I was able to be on set. I was able to be part of post-production and witness the edits and give feedback on that. So, yes, to answer part of your question, I've seen this film since it was just, you know, a speck of an idea and seen it germinate fully. But as for the actors themselves, I mean, they're all fantastic. And it's really, you know, a tricky thing to be able to direct kids. And James is, you know, brilliantly empathetic and just a really kind individual. And he's able to bring out, and he's very character focused. All his movies are spectacular now or end of the tour. They're all about the characters. And so seeing these girls, but also their mothers, because it's just as much about the mothers. Seeing that the story is, yes, about the story mechanics, but really in the end, it's about self-realization and self-knowledge, you know, and the change, emotional transformation that they go to over the course of this weekend. Like, that's the thing that really shines across.
All right. Where was it filmed at?
So it was in Salt Lake City. Okay. And the family and I, we, you know, trekked across the country and we visited the Black Hills and we visited Yellowstone and then we dropped down to Salt Lake City and we were able to spend time on set. And that was a really amazing experience. Just being able to see how, you know, you have this idea in your head of what a movie shoot looks like and you think of the actors and you think of the director and you think of the cinematographer, but actually there's a whole town that rises up around a production. And off camera, there's like 50 dudes in cargo shorts running around and they're, you know, plugging in the electrical line and they're building track for a dolly and they're building scaffolding around a house and a tent around a house to make it look like it's night inside or setting up LED lights for lightning or a rain machine or. And it also helps you understand just how many shots are taken. You know, there might be, if there's a conversation taking place between the characters, one shot that's over one character's shoulder, and they do that five times, five takes. Then over the other character's shoulder, the same scene, five takes. Maybe there's a big wide shot, five takes. In the end, you have hundreds and hundreds of hours of footage, a lot of which, most of which, ends up on the cutting room floor. So you actually have the possibility, as a result of hundreds of different movies that could come from this one shoot as well.
Interesting. Interesting. I guess one question I was going to ask before and didn't. When are we going to see The Girl Hobbit? Is that going to be made into a finish with that?
Somebody should option that right away. Yeah. And Madeline's a great storyteller. So it's fun to be able to hear her talk about books and movies and to see her writing herself.
We'll come back to tonight's movie in just a moment or so. I want to ask you about a couple other things. You are working on a urban cowboy series, based on the John Travolta and was that Deborah Winger?
Deborah Winger, 1980.
Yeah, you're working on that for Paramount Plus. Tell us about that project.
Yeah, so James Ponsold and I are collaborating on this other project as well, Urban Cowboy. And we were asked by Paramount to come up with a take on it. And we wrestled with that for a while. And the way James and I work is we talk on the phone every day, every other day. But we also have usually a Google Doc open so that we can see each other working simultaneously sometimes. And then once we get into, you know, a drafting stage for a script itself, then we're like, okay, we text each other, like, don't touch the document right now. I'm working on it. And I'll be working on the script. And I'll be like, okay, finished. Now you go. And then we'll just go over the top of each other, you know, and sort of in an egoless way. He'll write over the top of me. I'll write over the top of him. So that in the end, we're not sure whose voice it actually is. It's sort of singular. But yeah, with Urban Cowboy, you know, we have still set the story in 1980, but it's much more expansive, obviously, because we're going from film to TV. Mm-hmm. And with that, we're sort of just looking at the landscape of the country culturally, politically, economically in 1980, and using this one story, the story of Bud Davis, and the story of Gillies, which is this honky-tonk just outside of Houston, using that as sort of like a microcosm of America as a whole.
Yeah, interesting. I love that period. That's kind of when I grew up, and I was 20 years old in 1980, so I was experiencing a lot of things at that time. So I'm looking forward to it. Where is that at in the process? Is that still? Are you still writing that? Is it gone?
We have gone through the revisions on the pilot, and we're waiting on next steps right now.
All right. What else do you have working on? Last time we had you in, you were working on a series of comic books as well, and I don't know if you're done with those. Is that a continuous thing?
It's a continuous thing. In a way, my day job is that I write for Marvel Comics. So, you know, it's a total blast being able to write Wolverine. I've been writing Wolverine for several years now, maybe 5 years for Marvel Comics. I also write X-Force, which is the X-Men's Black Ops team, and Ghost Rider, who's, you know, if you're not familiar with Ghost Rider, he's the dude with the flaming skull on the motorcycle. Definitely the sweetest looking of Marvel heroes. So about every week I have to hand in a script for Marvel.
Okay.
And so I'm just on a continuous rip with those. It's like I talk about my schedule as if I'm juggling chainsaws because I'm, you know, I got one in hand and I toss one up in the air and feel a temporary relief before another one comes swirling into view.
Snatch that. I could see writing a Wolverine or a Ghost Rider script and following it up with working on, you know, the summering.
Right.
Well, you got to shift some gears there. You got to categorize.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think of it as like a cascade focus where I've got something maybe pinned to the wall, a project pinned to the wall, and I'm looking at that, or I've got a whiteboard set up and I'm thinking about those things even as I'm working on the project on my desk so that I'm ready to rip into this next thing, wrench on this next thing as soon as I hit the send button on my computer. But with submarine, you know, the tonality of it is it a kid's movie? Yeah, it is a kid's movie. But it's also a movie for adults. You know, as I mentioned before, like, here are these four girls, but then you've got the mothers, and it goes back and forth between them, and sometimes their storylines converge. And so there's kind of a multi-generational fluidity to it. You know, you can see a progression. There's a teenage character as well, like an older sister character, and you can sort of see the girls who are just on the cusp of, not adulthood, but facing some harsher truths. You know, when you move from elementary school, which is sort of like that safe little nest, into middle school, you know, it's an emotionally turbulent time. It's a physically confusing time, and it's a time of transformation. So they're looking ahead to this, like, older teenager. They're looking ahead to their mothers, and they're recognizing that kind of progression and recognizing that everything is going to change. And so I hope that as a result of this, there's some good conversations that can come from families attending this and talking about, you know, all of these changes and how, you know, an adult looking back on this time, maybe has forgotten what it means to be that close emotionally with pals.
Yeah. Wow. I'm looking forward to it. I definitely am going to see it this weekend. What's good is playing in Dundas. Tonight's the premiere. So do you have some special things going on? Will the screenwriter be there?
I will be at the theater. So if people show up tonight, I'm not sure if there are any tickets left, but check it out. 7 p.m. showing at Cannon Valley 10 tonight. I'm going to show up. I'm going to say a few remarks. I think there might be a poster giveaway tonight at the theater. And then it'll just be playing throughout the week. And if you can support Cannon Valley 10, you know, they'll keep playing it as long as people keep showing up.
All right. Looking forward to it. Ben, we're out of time. We've got to get moving on. Thank you for taking a few minutes and being with us and you know, the many times that you've been on the air with us. We appreciate your time because I know it's a commodity that that's very stretched for you.
Well, I'm really appreciative that you can get the word out on submarine, and I'm always grateful to come into the studio and chat.
All right. Benjamin Percy, the author. Once again, the new movie is called Summering. It's playing at the Cannon Valley Theater in Dundas tonight and for the next week or so. So stop on in and see that. Put that on your must-see list.